She really got stuck in. Like, she saw an opportunity and ran with it because she dangles underneath it at one point where she's got both legs up in her arms and she's, you know, kind of like a, you know, baby koala just.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I am your host, Erica.
And I'm Ziva.
And today's episode we are reviewing is The Ballet. It's the 19th episode of the first season of I Love Lucy.
Oh my gosh, and we need to have, I'm so sorry, yeah. I'm interrupting already.
No, it's good.
We need to have like a little party on 20.
That we made so it to 20?
To get to 20.
By the way,
people
I'm just
like, oh my gosh.
Before we continue, I'm going to give a little behind the scenes thing that's really shameful for people who run an I Love Lucy related podcast. Every time we're going to do these, I always text Ziva like, what's the next episode? You'd think you'd think by now I have them written down, but no. Okay, so it's The Ballet. It's the 19th episode of the first season. We're still in season one. It aired originally on February 19th, 1952. And of course, directed by Mark Daniels, written by Bob Carroll Jr., Madeline Davis, and Jess Oppenheimer. And we'll have a couple of guest stars that we'll talk about later on this episode. So the synopsis is Ricky is putting together a cavalcade of show business and needs a pair of burlesque comics and a ballet dancer. Such a mixture of things. Naturally, really? Lucy thinks she's right for both or either.
Of course she mm-hmm. is.
But he thinks she's right for
anything, right? Like
she's down for anything. Just give them
in the Lost pilot where she's like, I can do this advertisement, and he's like, it's for men's shorts. She would have been okay with that. She's like, yeah. Okay, I'll do it.
Of course she starts dancing. So yeah. This one, it's one of those classic, you know, episodes that we all picture with yep. the ballerina, the tutu and all of that, and her getting her legs stuck, which we'll get to. But yeah, it's one of those that
I was gonna say
ones.
This is one that it's super classic. Even the not super diehard fans
know
this
of
one.
It mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those ones. What's your favorite show? If the episode, if the answer with this one and only this one,
then yeah,
then you're like, ah, you know, because
what are those?
Like, you can have one of the top, because I love like the Vita Vita Vetamin one, love that one. Mm-hmm. But I think if you only have one of the top ones that everyone knows, then you kind of, most people who are fans have like that plus
an obscure one. Yeah, yeah.
That,
yeah.
You know.
Let me guess, the Chocolate Factory one.
Okay. Everyone knows that.
So it opens up with, of course, they're wanting to go to a show, a movie, and Ricky's at the desk. I guess he's maybe going over the schedule of his club, and Fred and Ethel come in wanting to go to the movie, which starts so specifically at 8:22 p.m. And he's saying he may not be able to go because he needs a ballerina and comics.
I don't understand if he's so against, you know, her being part of this, right? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why he just doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
He could have just gone to the show and voila.
Or say, I have work to do, but then she might ask, what's the work?
Yeah, but like, and even then, just be super non-specific. Just, you know, I'm just having troubles.
What's funny is that we're speaking of this as though it's a child, you know, like, don't say it in front of, she's his wife, and he just always wants to be part of everything. So, you know, what kind of acts do you need? What's the, you know, show about? And she's wanting to know whatever it is that he's going to be doing, she can do. So he tells her he needs a ballerina and, you know, a bunch of comics for the show. She, of course, wants to be in it. And he, of course, says no because she has no talent. Give me another good reason.
Yes. He's always saying that. I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about that. But
he does.
I want to jump a little bit ahead, right? So she's, if you're okay with this.
Yeah.
She's talking about the dance recital, right?
Uh-huh.
That she did.
Right.
She did the Dance of the Flowers, probably right. Talking about the Nutcracker.
Well, she does have some pretty nice stems.
Yeah. Okay, she says she's the only Petunia to have a solo. Okay, all of that's fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's silly. What school did she go to, and how in heaven's name does the costume still fit her?
She has it at the ready, by the way. You know, she has it. She has it ready to put on.
All my school costumes ready as well, of course.
In case your husband needs you to be a Petunia.
Petunia.
She happens to have the costume. She goes into the next room, and of course, she does the dance of the flowers, like you said, and fits into it perfectly, like a teenager. But I don't know. She just keeps everything, much like that one episode where Ricky walks in and just finds like a wig. Things are just there.
You know.
You're having a hard time with the imagination of it all.
I am. I'm being cynical today.
Yeah, that's one thing about this particular, entire series, really. There's some events that you really have to it's to take you away from your daily life, because
And you know what? It's a very funny show, and it was a very funny episode, and I don't dislike it. So I'm not saying I have any problems with it specifically. So anyways, while she's getting dressed, though, Fred tells that joke. Oh, I can't remember. I didn't write it down.
Oh yeah, there was a man had his eye on a seat and a woman sat on it.
Yes.
But you got to promise not to use it.
I promise I won't use that. Of course he won't use it.
Yeah. And so of course, as Ricky was mentioning, he needs comics, that sparked Fred's interest, because now he wants to perhaps be on it, and talks about his is it Mertz and Kurtz?
Mertz and
the
Kurtz.
Laugh twins.
Yeah. I think Ethel's the only one who doesn't try to sneak her way into this one.
Yeah, you're right. Time. Yeah. And this one, he, as I said, he reminisces about his old vaudeville partner, Ted Kurtz, and notes that they were billed as, again, Mertz and Kurtz, the Laugh Twins. But later on, in I Love Lucy, Mertz and Kurtz, the main guest star is Fred's old partner, who's now called Bernie Kurtz. So they kind of, you know, changed that around a little bit and
messed things up.
Mm-hmm. Laugh till it hurts with Mertz and Kurtz. So they talk about in the next episode. So she comes in dancing, does her whole ballet thing, you know, and of course she's got the music ready too, by the way, because then Ethel starts to play, you know, the music for her to accompany the dancing that she's got going, and still does nothing.
It was all right. It was surprisingly good for her. But of course, you know, Ricky's like, no,
he's not having it.
And so we get that. We move on then to, which is probably my favorite part. Well, no, I was going to say, I really like the ending too. So, but this is the scenes where a lot of people know, that the dancing scenes, right?
Yes.
Where she's in with the two men and one other woman. I don't know that the men are credited, are they?
I don't ever see their names being credited. I know that the female has been identified.
Erzy? Ivan?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I did see that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we're going to say now.
I'm sorry if that's not how you pronounce her name.
The men are not identified in this. And so as we spoke, the next scene is, of course, that classic moment where they're at the ballet rehearsal and the teacher is trying to, work with what she's got with Lucy.
Which is not a whole lot.
No.
And of course, you know, it becomes quite, you know, at first, Madame LeMond, who is played by Mary Wicks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go into her just a little bit after we talk about the scene. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So she at first is very excited about having such a renowned
Mr. Ricardo's
dancer
wife,
right? Mm-hmm. But she very, very quickly realizes that Lucy has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to dance. And so she sends the other three out And she goes, okay, let's go to the bar. I love this. Lucy's like, oh, because I'm awful thirsty.
Well, before that, she the hilariousness of what she turns the dance into, you know, because she's doing two steps and then she starts doing like this, you know.
That's her go-to dance.
Yes.
You know that, like.
I can picture it. I can do it, but I don't know what it's called. I'm not going to stand up and do it, but I'm just saying.
Whenever I see that, I think the Charleston.
Yes. It's very, it's very Charleston-like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she goes into that, which is hilarious because you could see it coming over her face when she realizes what rhythm she's picking up.
And then she can just goes full force.
She just like forgets where she's at or what she's doing. She's supposed to be doing a ballet. And so I love how she goes into dance, into that crazy dance. But again, like you said, Madame Lamont tells her, you know, okay, everybody just out except for you. You know, let's go to the bar. She's like, good, because I'm awful thirsty. She thinks she's going to go drink. But as you mentioned, this was one of Lucille Ball's longtime friend, Mary Wicks. You have information on her?
Yeah, she was born Mary Isabella Wickenhauser, which, in 1910. Just the last name. That's a long. Could you imagine having to spell that on every form?
Brilliant move on the stage name. Like,
okay, anyways, she only appeared on I Love Lucy once, but then she was also in Here's Lucy, and that's where I know her from. She was in there 8 times on Here's Lucy, or 9 times on Here's Lucy, and 8 times on the Lucy Show, and then on Lucy Calls the President, which have you watched that?
I have not. I've seen a couple of maybe snippets here and there, but not the entire episode.
Maybe we can do that. I think that's like a full,
like a TV special on its own.
Yeah, it's a longer one. But anyways,
no, we should watch that. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna say we should add that to our list. People should tell us if they like that. Because I liked it. It's definitely, you know, they're up in age, their age, and it's not as you know, there's not a whole lot of super crazy physical comedy going on, but it's still really nice to see it all, I think. So, but okay. So she was Nurse Preen in 1942 is the man who came to dinner, and she was Sister Mary Luzaras in the Sister Act films. She died in 1995. Wow. And her final role was voicing a gargoyle named Laverne in The Hunchback of Notre Dame. So
as she's named, Madame Lamond was probably a tribute to Bob Lamond, the announcer for Lucille Ball's radio show, My Favorite Husband, and as well as the pilot of I Love Lucy. So that's a nice.
I really like his voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know it's not a weird thing to say, I don't think, but like he doesn't say a whole lot. You know, he just introduces it. And yet, and I haven't listened, I'm sure he does other things, you know, did other things, but I haven't listened to anything other than the intros
that have to do with Lucy,
My Favorite Husband, and I still really like it. So
the part where she gets her, you know, the iconic part where she gets her legs stuck in the bar, I see that she had claimed that it was kind of like improv, you know, getting her leg stuck on the bar, and it wasn't meant to happen that way, and she just kind of made it funny. But then Greg Oppenheimer, who's the son of the show's head writer Jess, confirmed that scenario was fully laid out in the script. So it's kind of like, which is correct, the star of the show or the actual
star or the writer?
The writer.
So here's what I think. A few things. Even if she took 4 years of ballet,
Lucille Ball,
when it was, you know, and so ballet, she's got to be incredibly flexible. That, I mean, we laugh, but that the position that she's in, right, is like super hard to get into
and painful if you get stuck that way
out of, right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it could have been laid out that like, it was stuck a little bit.
And then you move out and then you move on.
Got it out and then they moved on. And then what happened maybe was that she really got stuck.
She really got stuck and like, she saw an opportunity and ran with it because she dangles underneath it at one point where she's got both legs up in her arms and she's, you know, kind of like a, you know, baby koala just. And so I'm sure that's the part that was improvised because I can't imagine how you would write that out, you know, that kind of happened.
The bar, fall on like a sloth or koala.
Oh my God. Which is why I'm kind of glad. Here's me interjecting my thoughts on being the Ricardos. Here's why I like the fact that they didn't try to do too much physical comedy of the I Love Lucy snippets and being the Ricardos, because something like that is so hard to pull off.
Oh yeah. If you're not, and if you're not good at it, then it just,
it's going to be awkward. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So I'm glad they didn't, you know.
So she was probably really physically exhausted and probably hurt after that when she got back to her apartment. So she probably tells off all that she's done with that. She's like, gotta be doing that.
Yes, I'm sorry. Again, this is suspension of disbelief that I just couldn't do because I've worked out before in my life, like I'm sure many people have. Mm-hmm. And I have done squats, which are not even nearly as deep.
Yeah.
As those
piliers.
Yeah. And you're expected that she's just done 500 of them. And all you get is a little leg shake when she walks, you know, and
like a Charlie horse.
She should be crawling.
Yeah. She just gets like a little Charlie horse on her. Yeah.
Move at all. But, you know, that's suspension.
Oh, that's right. She did.
And she doesn't work out. So it's not like she does those normal. I mean, I'm talking about Lucy Ricardo.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, you know, so having her just jump into that. But okay, I love how she's like, yeah, that was too much work. So I'm gonna do the burlesque comedy. And so she, now what does burlesque mean? Did you look that up?
I will. What if you keep talking.
So, because I meant to, I put a note. Because he was very specific that it had to be a burlesque comedy, and I didn't know, maybe that's a man and woman.
Okay, so burlesque is, I have two meanings. One says an absurd or comically exaggerated imitation of something, especially in literary or dramatic work, a parody. And then the second one is a variety show, typically including striptease. So if you've ever seen the movie Burlesque with Cher, Christina Aguilera, and I forget who else was in it, it's the second definition I just gave you is pretty much what it is. So it's a variety show, and it's probably, but I don't know how that fits in with this particular comic. So I'm guessing
it's striptease. No.
Yeah, he didn't strip. So it's probably just, you know how we're going to get into it. The Slowly I Turn is the literary or dramatic work, a parody. So I'm guessing it's the first one for this one.
Yeah.
So burlesque. Yeah. So then, yeah, she wants to then jump into that. She wants to do that instead.
So the guy who comes over to do the burlesque comics, she has someone that decides to come over to her house, which, how do you do that?
Where do you find
like him? If I wanted to learn something, like, I know it's obviously it's a different time.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think I could, I'm sure I could get online and find someone and invite them over to my house, but that just seems weird.
It's very weird because you have to specify what you want this person to do when he gets there. What are you looking for?
So very clearly tell me what you're looking for.
But in 2022, I don't know how many burlesque clowns are on Craigslist. I don't know. It's probably Craigslist.
Oh no, I don't think I would feel
safe
getting loud off Craigslist.
That's probably code for something else that I don't want to know. So no, let's just move on.
So the clown who comes is Frank J. Shano. He appeared with Lucy and Abbott and Costello in Hollywood, which I know we haven't talked about this, but Abbott and Costello was probably my first love of old TV shows.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them like a lot, but that was the first physical comedy, just, you know, who's on first anyways. And he was also in Lover Come Back. He was on Here's Lucy, And that's that. But he, I don't know which episode of Here's Lucy he was on, but he was there. He was on there. And so, yes, we were talking about he decides to teach her the Slowly I Turn act, which we'll see, you know, mesh quite nicely.
Yeah.
With the
coincidental singing of the song, it's Martha.
Definitely not coincidental.
Now, here's what I love about this particular scene. When he comes in, of course, he's ready to go. He's already whistling and, you know, and he's expecting a guy, right? He's expecting to teach this particular sketch or this act to a man. And what I love about this is that she's like, can't you just pretend I'm a guy and, you know, have me go? And Lucille Ball herself was the female clown, if you will, among male clowns of her day, and, you know, Buster Keaton and Red Skelton. So to me, this is pretty much how it happened, I think, for Lucille Ball, that these men would teach her these skits in real life, and she would just pie in the face, water all over. You know, she wasn't the Damon, you know, in distress. She wasn't that, you know, princess of a film. She was going to do the funny sketches and the faces. And so that's how I kind of picture her doing that with the men in the industry.
I can see that. I can definitely see that. And I just, this is not entirely off of what you just said, but you said a pie in the face. I cannot imagine what it was like to throw a pie into the face of Lucille Ball.
I know. She was probably all for it. She was probably encouraging it, but you're still, course, you're like,
ah. You're like, okay, I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you get to see this whole sketch turn out, right? So the idea is that he was cheated. Some man took his woman named Martha.
Yeah.
And whenever he hears the word Martha, he goes into a blind rage, blacks out. Slowly he turns, step by step, inch by inch, and then he either beats her or sprays her with the water.
And what is he beating her with? It looks like maybe a rubber ball inside a sack of some kind. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't maybe. Know, but it's pretty painful looking.
I'm guessing it was like probably just like sheets stuffed into something.
Socks, know, like, or something. Yeah.
Yeah, so that it wasn't that hard, but still.
And he doesn't want to say a name, but it's the same as George Washington's wife. You mean Martha? So no, it's just the whole thing. Every time you say the word Martha, he just goes into a trance of wanting to beat somebody.
I love that. So, it, you know, obviously Lucy's catching on. So the last one, she says, you know, something like this is a crazy fuss to go over someone named Martha, and all of a sudden her face
trigger
like, oh no,
and they're both walking and she's walking backwards and he's walking towards her.
He's got the pie, and this is where you hear one of those classic Ricky laughing in the audience.
Desi is laughing. Yeah, you're right.
Or Desi, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You could just hear him.
Yeah, that's a very off.
Of
yeah.
course he's gonna laugh
distinguishable
pie in the face.
Yeah, distinguishable laugh of his is that's, I love that.
So she learned this, and the next scene is of Fred and Ethel. Actually, you see them
at the Tropicana
dressed up really nice. They look really
very
nice.
Pretty dress,
very fancy. Mm-hmm. They're dressed up, and Fred says that one of the dancers has become sick,
because of course she has
soon, of course. And Lucy isn't there. She decided to stay home. And of course, as soon as you hear Ethel say, I'll call Lucy and tell her, because she knows the act, you know that there's going to be a mix-up, right? It's just perfect classic mix-up scenario, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she does. She calls Lucy, and Lucy thinks that it is for the...
The Slowly I Turn.
The Slowly I Turn.
Because yeah. She says, you know, asks, right? Yeah, because she says, Ethel says, you know, the routine. And she says, routine, you mean the Slowly I Turn? She, Ethel, doesn't know that it's called Slowly I Turn. She assumes it's the physical act of slowly turning, which is a ballet. And so she's like, yeah, all that turning stuff. Oh, that's when it all just went downhill from there. So I love the costume that she has on, because of course, I mean, we'll get into that for Ricky is then, after she calls her, is then singing Martha, because of course he is. What other song would he sing?
I feel like I need to share my video with the people when this comes out.
Oh, with Apollo.
Apollo singing along.
Which is be glad he wasn't holding a pie.
It's really cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Well, he was the one saying it, right? Singing along. Oh, yeah. So I would be the one. Yeah. He should be glad I wasn't holding a pie. Except he probably liked pie in his face. Mm-hmm. So the Martha was the song Martha, Rambling Rose of the Wildwood. It was written in 1931 by, do you know the name?
Moises Simons. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
Of course.
And made popular by Arthur Tracy and then later Tony Martin.
Nancy the harpist gets a lot of screen time in this particular scene. Yeah. And I love seeing that. It's such a beautiful instrument, the harp. And so, yeah, he's singing Martha, which, well, actually it's Marta, M-A-R-T-A. And yeah, that didn't make a difference, but what the clown taught her was Martha. So after he finishes that song, then the ballet dancers come in, the ones from the, you know, Madame Le Mans school, and they start doing their ballet. And of course, what I love about Lucy walking into that scene is she's got, you know, she's whatever she's wearing underneath the coat makes her look so bigger and like a man. And it's so off. She's dressed like a man, head to toe, in a suit and tie. She's got the wig and she's holding a water bottle. And is she holding the pie yet? No, not yet. Just the water bottle.
The water, I think.
The spray thing.
Or was that in her jacket? The thing to hit people with was in her jacket.
Oh, yes. Like the sock and sack we talked about. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, she was holding the pie. She was holding both of them when she walks in.
Okay.
So the pie in one hand and the water in the other. But what I love is that you can see it hits her, right? She knows, oh, shoot.
This is
wrong.
Wrong. Yeah.
And instead of going off stage, maybe ripping off, you know, what she has on and like trying to get back on. No, she just
keeps it going. Keeps going.
She just joins the act the way
you know what we're going to do. And I'm then, just going to combine both the acts.
Yeah. And then of course, when Ricky starts singing Martha again, Martha, she's obviously doing the ballet. She doesn't need to start. And of course she hears Martha and turns around and slowly I turn. And so she starts beating the dance.
The look on her face each time she hears the word Martha is goodness. Hilarious. But yeah, she starts beating the dancers. They like fold over because she hits them so hard. And I think at one point they even try to pick her up like a ballerina. And it's funny because she's in this full, you know, men's costume, heavy costume. And so towards the end, I think he says Martha 3 times. And at the last one, you know, then he gets the pie in the face.
Which is great. Mm-hmm. Must have been fun for her too.
Whatever anger she had that week.
Pent up aggression. Boom.
We're acting, honey.
Sorry,
we're acting.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Run it again.
Just this part.
Clean them up. Yeah.
That's funny. So then it cuts to the next scene, which is them. Now, was this really necessary? Perhaps. But I mean,
absolutely.
For the laughter, but. You know, we could have just left it at the pie in the face, but Ricky has to get back at her. So when she walks through the door opens and it's a bucket of water on her head. Because of course it is.
Of course. Of course it is. I feel like they had to throw Ricky something, right?
After
such a huge. I mean, to be fair, I know that it's funny and we laughed, but if any of the people that were paying for him to be there as a performer was there and they didn't like it, it could have been so bad for him, you know? And we're looking into things that don't matter because it's not actually real, but you're thinking, and then, okay, so we can see where he can get angry and maybe needs to be thrown a bone.
Yeah.
Like, here, pour some water on her, make yourself feel better. But then that's the end of the episode.
So I did have some sort of, I did look into, you know, as we're looking at this information, trivia or information from behind the scenes. So during the Petunia outfit, if you see her, Lucy has some very obvious and noticeable bruises all over her arms and her legs. That's from the training for the ballet scenes all week. I don't know if you have noticed that, but as soon as I read this, I went back to watch it, and you could really see where she's kind of bruised up a little bit from.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. And so again, it wasn't as ad-libbed as sort of described. Yes, it was, you know, written there, but she kind of made it what it was for that scene. And then her straps kept falling off during the school, you know. And one of the flower hair pieces Lucy's wearing during the ballet practice comes out during one of her twirls. She quickly fixes it. So one, seeing some of these things, you could see how professional she is and how quickly she fixes all these things that happen. Yeah. And then the Desi Arnaz laugh, which is so easy to pick up.
so easy.
Yeah. And yeah, but that was pretty much it. But it's the first time you ever receive a pie, but not the last time that pies are included. I mean, we have, what is it? The restaurant where they're both the of them running, the diner.
Mm-hmm. That's season 3, episode 27. Yeah. And then we were talking about first, you know, this isn't the first time Lucy was hit with the soda siphon either.
That's right.
That was in the quiz show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you mentioned, this is the first time that Fred's vaudeville partner,
she's from saying vaudeville.
Yes, vaudeville partner. Ugh. Ted Kurtz.
Yes.
And he actually makes an appearance in Mertz and Kurtz. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, his first name is Barney then. So there's a little bit of consistency. This is also one of the 3 episodes that was put together to release, that was put together in the unreleased I Love Lucy movie in 1953. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this before, but just a reminder, the other two are The Benefit and Breaking the Lease.
Yes.
And then if you want to look a little bit forward, this the same, well, almost the same, The Bucket Over the Door, which, does that work?
I've never tried it.
Like,
are you saying that I should try it, record it, and see what happens?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah, thank you. so this in this episode, it was water. And in the episode that I'm thinking about, 1968, they did another episode of Here's Lucy, with Gail Gordon, when Gail Gordon comes in and there's paint falls all over him. So there's that. But and I think that we should mention, and we mentioned this when we did the interview with Keith,
mm-hmm.
but he also has a ballet.
That's right.
Magnificent. And I feel like it would just be so fun. I don't know how they have it set up, but I feel like it'd be just so fun to have like a big blow up of Lucille Ball
with her legs stuck in the bar.
Yeah. Somewhere. It doesn't have to be in the main area, you know.
I'm sure each time they do some kind of rehearsal, or you know, they're trying to do some sort of ballet, that must trigger in his mind every single time that someone's leg goes up like this, because how can it not? I mean, it's just so iconic. But yeah, this is again one of those episodes that's memorable, and that's probably why it makes sense that those 1 of 3 episodes were made into that I Love Lucy movie. But yeah, this was fun. We're getting to number 20. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Which one is that?
It's number 20 of season 1. It's
number 20. Season 1.
Find out next week.
Hey, we used to tell people.
Yeah, we really got it. What's happening here? What's happening? We're not amateurs.
Wait, just keep talking.
So find us everywhere. And you can email us with any questions, concerns, critiques, any guest ideas or show ideas.
Understand.
Having a ball.
What you're talking about, please. Thank you.
Having a ball pod at gmail.com. Instagram is having a ball pod. Facebook, Having a Ball podcast and pretty much every single streaming platform except Pandora. Yes. For some reason, I haven't been able to do
Pandora.
That. No Pandora, but everywhere else. Tune and YouTube.
Next week for yes. the young fans.
Oh my God. I love that.
Which is such a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. That is really good. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Why do you say that? You like all of
them. Like, well, no, not all of them. We spoke about those twins that I could do without in Scotland. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you.